Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live on Zoom. There you go.
Good evening. Good to have you live on Zoom and Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. I don't know whether I sound like I'm in.
Yep, that's
how
you sound.
Well, I'm not in a tunnel. I'm in a wide open field. Can you hold my brain? I'm holding all my brain from the deer and the antelope today. And
prairie dogs. And there he went. He must have been tackled by a prairie dog right then. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, we do have tumbleweeds. And they're kind of fun. They run around like, you know, just big families of them sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, it's a real thing. And some of them get really big, like, you know, half the height of us, and they'll just be running and rolling. And
wow.
Yeah. Nothing like the North Dakota. Huh? You what? No, they're not really. They're bristlier than that. It's like a big weed. It's just like a big weed. But they're dry, and well, and some of them are small. Some of them break off when they're smaller. It depends on how hard the wind is blowing. But yeah, they just are a big round ball of weed that just rolls everywhere until they all pile up in one place where they just stay. So here's Pastor back again.
There he is.
You are back.
I'm in a wild called the oil field. What? There ain't a tree in the way anywhere. No. There's no trees here. There's no trees. And just in case someone were to question my information, see if you can get a tree anywhere in sight. There's just no trees there. One of my houses right over there, there's five houses, and there's a
tree that I don't know. Oh, man. Now, if you look
way
over there,
see where over there? There's a whole North Dakota woods there. It's probably about 75 trees.
That is the North Dakota woods, yeah.
Those trees are about How does the cell phone signal come to go?
I don't know, but it does.
You don't know. You are the person in the studio. You're supposed to know it all. How many of you agree with this? How many of you agree that Sister Man knows it all?
Amen, Phyllis. Amen. She knows all she's supposed to. We can hear you good now. Just as these last couple of minutes, we can hear you good. So don't move.
Don't fall off. I got a nice fence there to keep me up.
Be careful.
So anyways, welcome. We're glad to have you with us. And hopefully get connected to reading the word. We've been getting that done again. And it's really cool. I was at the truck stop today and fueled up. And I wanted to get my slip. And I met a guy I used to drive a truck with back when I first came out here. I don't answer the guy. Really nice guy. I really like this guy. And he's like, hey, what are you doing, man? So we talked a little bit. And you know what he said? He said, well, if you're back driving the truck, you still preaching on YouTube? And I said, well, yes, I am. And I said, thanks for letting me know that you were listening on YouTube. How cool is that?
That is very cool.
If he asked God to help us know who is listening to us on YouTube or on the internet. And so, thank you, Father. We found another person that's listening to us, and we're being a blessing to them.
Amen.
Amen. So for all of you out there who are listening to us and studying with us and you can write with us every day, don't let us know. If you don't sign in and put your name on there and say, I'm listening from, Pensacola, Mississippi, we won't know that you're listening in Pensacola, but we might have.
We do.
Every time Sister Van and I are speaking with Dr. Barkley or Dr. Winston, one of these things you're praying, one of the people we follow, I always type in the comments. Loud and clear in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
That way people know that somebody's listening to us in North Dakota. And so we welcome you. We ask you. I'm not going to beg because I'm not a beggar, but I implore you in Jesus' name, send us an email. Tell us know who you are. Tell us your story. Tell us how you found this. Tell us how things are going. Ask us a question. Give us some answers. We like answers around here.
We do. We welcome answers.
The answers. Amen. And it'll be a blessing to you. Tonight, we're going to be studying a teaching that's called
Lord, help me do my part.
Oh, Lord, help me do my part. That's what it was. Well, I could have preached the message to you. I just didn't remember what kind of title I gave it.
Oh, okay.
But welcome. We're excited to have you with us today. Hopefully, please pray for us every day. And we will see and know and understand the will of God. Not only for our personal life, but for the ministry and how to get to the next level. God has given us an assignment to go on Vulcan's Radio, and it's just time to get it done. He's given us an assignment to be here and teach faith every night, to read the Word. To every one of you that is streaming with us, that's just as much your assignment as it is ours. And you have a place in that assignment that is your supply that you're bringing. And so thank you for bringing your supply being a part of what's going on right here at the community of faith. We certainly do love you and appreciate you. And, you know, when we were doing Facebook, it was a whole lot easier to be connected to people and find out who they were and learn about them and be friends. It's a lot easier than it is on YouTube. But it doesn't matter. Facebook banned our stuff and deleted your stuff, so may the curse of God be upon them. You say it differently. I'm not cursing them. But God said, I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And I don't want them to be cursed, but we're just trying to help people, and you stop this, so shame. You have to answer to God for that when you get to the other side. That's a serious day of judgment right there. But tonight we're going to study God Help Me Do My Part. So I want us to go, first of all, to the opening prayer. Can we grab that real quick, love?
I don't, but I can pull it up real quick.
Yeah.
All right. I
want to do that opening prayer. All right. And then I want to do the slides in our Ephesians chapter 1. So that's for chapter 4, and it's verses 1 through 16. So that way all of us can do it together. Do you have all of those slides in there?
I do.
All right, let's go. All right, well, once you set that up, take your time as well. Is my sound good there?
Your sound is good there, yes. Yes, if you can do that for the next couple of hours, that'll be great. Thank you.
metal cool anger? They call it cool hand loop or something. But anyway, we're glad to have you with us. You might say, and I only said that, but some of you are saying, how do we get involved to help you do this work that we're doing here? I feel like I should be with you. I'm always here. I ask God to bless you. If you didn't get to your Dutch sheets yesterday morning, so that would have been Tuesday morning, right? Today's Wednesday?
Yeah.
If you didn't get to your Dutch sheets on Tuesday morning, I encourage you to go do that. They had a lady out there, I don't remember her name, but she was teaching us to pray for Dutch and Casey and for your spiritual leaders. The number one way you can get involved with to help us is prayer and speaking words of faith.
Yeah.
A while back, we gave you a confession to make over the community of faith. If you're not making that prayer and confession every day, I encourage you to. If you've lost it, need it again, let us know. We'll get it sent to you. What does this guy do? Well, where two of us agree, it starts beginning, then it'll be done. The two people that's got to agree is, our assignment is, go do this. And when we do his assignment, we are in agreement with him. When you're willing and obedient, you eat the fruit of the land. And when you refuse and rebel, you are devoured by the sword. We don't want no devouring. We only want fruit of the land to be happening to us. And so that's the number one way, is your prayers of faith and confession. Number two is be here. You are bringing your supply when you are here. And that supply is faith. And it's you might not think that that's much of a supply, but that's a serious amount of partnership and standing with us. That's really good. Of course, you can sow money and help us do the work of the ministry that way too. But many people in the daily life say the number one way you can help us is money. But God's going to give us a vision that's bigger than all of us.
Amen.
And all of us are going to have to get toward that vision in order to make it come to pass. But that's his way. Seed time and harvest. So a seed to reap a harvest. It's not just money. It's your time, which you're doing, right?
Yes.
It's your talent, which you're bringing your talent. And it's your treasure, which is your finances or however. God instructs you to do that. Cool thing about God is, help us. What he says for you to do, do. And do it every time he says it. And get involved. Now, I'll say it again. He's been talking to me the last couple of days, probably last week, about Wilkins Radio and getting out there. How could you be a part of that? And sponsor a whole day. A whole day is like $9. You can sponsor that. You can sponsor 10 of those for a month at that DFC. You can sponsor 100 of them. I'm not telling you what to do. Let God instruct you. Let him stretch you. Because as he does, it'll cause you to grow and develop in ways you never knew. He's got things in store you never knew. We never knew. But we got to get into that place where he's telling us to get and then get that mission accomplished. I said to him, how in the world can I do more than what I'm doing already? Now that I've added another $80 to it. And he says, I didn't talk to you about your $80. I said, go do it. So when I tell you to go do it, I'm going to get you and all your partners the ability to get the mission accomplished. That's where we are. Can I give you that 5 minutes to get those scriptures up?
Oh, yeah, I've been waiting for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me look down here and see
where I'm at. Oh, it says you have to allow the share screening or the screen sharing. Host disabled. It says, yeah. But it's giving me a screen share button, so how is that? How is that possible?
I don't know. Screen share.
It won't let me.
YouTube, I command thee. Do what? Someone shouldn't do. I'm making a funny, get a bigger hammer.
Yeah, there you go, Roger. There you go.
All right, try that.
All right, here we go.
All right, so I'm
going to
turn my camera off. I'm
going to
join Vincent, and I'll be back in
just
a
second.
There we go.
All right. Here is our opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever by the Word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And now I need to scroll through here real quick to find there's the beginning of the, beginning of the Ephesians verses. And this is the unity of the body of Christ. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And I love that about this group of people, because you so do bear with one another in love, and you endeavor to keep the unity, the spirit of bond and peace and love. Here we go. All believers are one and the same in God our Father. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you, Father, for your grace on your gift in my life. And this is the fivefold ministry in the body. Jesus himself is the one who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. God bless the fivefold ministry with boldness for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. So that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness, I looked away and lost my spot of deceitful plotting. There we go. Father, expose the wicked plotting. 15, but speaking the truth in love, we all grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others. Hallelujah.
Let's go on and do the station and prayer and dedication too.
No, but we'll find it quick here. There it is. Our Patriot prayer of dedication. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
And amen. And amen.
And amen.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
That's really weird. A tree anywhere close.
Well, we can hear you, Greg.
I know. So, now, we just read the verses out of Ephesians where it talks about, guy coming, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, I don't have my Bible right now, maybe because I'm actually driving right now, but that should be like verse number, what, 13 or 14?
Yeah.
The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. What verse is that?
I don't know. I was typing on YouTube. I apologize. What? Tell me what you were.
The verse that says the measure of the stature
of the fullness of Christ.
Jesus Christ. Be like verse number 12 or 13 or something. 14.
Hold on.
It's not important what verse it is. It's important that everybody gets to look at that verse. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah, sure. Ephesians 4:13.
13. You and I have a personal responsibility in our lives in order to become what it is that God made us. Personal responsibility. And so, as we're looking at our lives, the church for years has said, well, the pastor's going to do the work. We're going to raise the tithes. The church building will draw the people. And just make sure you're here for church. Well, there's so much more to the kingdom. Sickness. Right there.
Yeah.
There's so much more to the kingdom. Because no pastor at any point in history could have ever done it all by himself. And when he did, everybody got the result of the pastor doing the work all by himself. This wasn't work. It's important. Everybody's step is important. So, today's title is God Help Me My Part. It is literally a foundation level work and thought process that everybody's got to get in sync. As the body grows and develops, it's going to grow more muscles.
We're losing you again, are you?
You're not losing me. You will never lose me. I guarantee you will never lose me.
Amen.
Even if I come in the house, if that happens, I'm driving.
Okay.
I'll come back to the next five telephone poles, probably.
Okay.
Don't feel like you're growing. matter what they say, you don't get it. And go back to our words in your brain. That's a fiery dart of the devil trying to stop you from believing that you've been born again, filled with the Spirit, given a nature, have the very Spirit of God living on the inside of you. So our spiritual growth is measurable. Hey, how come you can't see me? You're looking at the dashboard. That looks like I'm moving.
It does. Yep. Pretty cool.
There we go.
Wow.
So this is tonight's message. God, help me do my part of the community of faith that you have given to me to do. Why? Because as you're doing your part, you're beginning to feel like you're fulfilling the will of God for your life. And that's an important part. Now, in the key of Blockbox Radio was working tonight?
Well, from everything I can see, it looks like it is. Dan hasn't come on and said anything. There's no one on there. So I don't know how to check it. Otherwise.
All right, that's cool. I'm going to check and see if he was over there.
Oh.
If it was working. Now, here's the interesting part of this. It's not my place to grow you. It's not your place to grow me. It's our place to grow ourselves and grow together. That's like Sister Lynn said, it's me speaking, that's the first verses of Ephesians chapter 4, where it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That, if there's anything, speaks about this of leaders right there is why regularly are endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And what's the value of that? Well, that means that it don't matter who you are, where your place is in life, whether you feel like you're a theologian or you're just growing in God, or if you thought your whole life like, I'm just there. Nobody thinks like that to do. It doesn't matter. We want you to feel very welcome here to grow and develop in God. I'm sure that most people that have been around this group of believers throughout the last 2.5 years have seen a whole bunch of growth that has been in all of us. And what? Some of it's been fun. Some of it's been, we'll just name all of it fun. Just for the sake of giving it a good name, fun. Because I would say some of it wasn't fun. But we were learning.
Yeah.
And we were going. And we were developing. And thank God that process is going on in our life. In Jesus' mighty name. Here's your part. Every day when you wake up, Father, help me grow up into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus. Now, that's a really big call order right there, but Jesus is doing it. Can you guys see this one? Well, I see my dirty windshield, right?
Yeah, we can't see the sun. Yeah.
It's this peaking right between two clouds. Looks like the clouds have got the sun squished together.
Oh.
Like a sandwich. Yeah, it's just so cool. But it's what you love about God. Every day is a new day. Every sunset is a different sunset.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
That's who our God is. Now, what's that got to do with tonight, Miss? Well, every one of you are important.
Amen.
But God
amen,
loves
amen.
Every one of us so much that he wants us all to change. Oh, Siri, what's going on? Blowing dust all over everything. God wants us to grow. Not just change into some kind of weird thing, but he wants us all to grow and develop in him so that people who come up to us, they need to know us, look at us and say, man, there is something different about you. What happened to you? And you'll look and say, oh, you can see the change, huh? And they'll be like, yeah, well, what did you do? Oh, I'm just walking with God every day. When they look at you like, what? Yeah, I'm just walking with God every day. What begins to happen is people just look at you and say, you're different than any other believers, or other Christians is what they'll use, the word Christian. And I think that's one of my greatest goals, is that I won't just be seen as a Christian, churchy, religious, talk a lot about God, but don't know God. Act holy, act like I'm some kind of sacrifice or something. You just open every door for me, but I have no power. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians, if you would turn there, I'd have you beat that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we'll read verses 1 through 5 when we get there. The Apostle Paul was talking to the Corinthian church about who he was to them and who he was going to be to them. And he puts it in such very specific terms. I really like how he does this. You know, you can't just park your truck right next to the stop sign and then wonder why people wipe off your front bumper.
Mary, did you have a question?
Not really a question. I need guidance is what I need. I found myself in some predicaments or situations recently. So tonight, for example, I was talking to my sister. Do you know Jesus?
I do.
And I saw other people ask me, and I get to a point where I'm dumb. I know what I want to say in my heart. I know what I feel in my heart. Can't explain it to them. I need help.
Well, but most importantly, what you got to do every time today is just make sure you look at them and say, hey, I'm buying this. There's a voice in God that you may not know, and I'm experiencing it. You need to know I might not be able to say it effectively to you right now. Let me just tell you, and then stop. Just say, Holy Spirit, give me the help I need right now. But to say about yourself, you're dumb, I'm going to send the team out that has the whooping bell with it that says, hey, quit calling yourself dumb.
Amen.
I didn't say I'm dumb. I'm just that. Educated enough to eloquently speak what I feel. I don't know how to put it into words.
It's not about eloquence. It's not about education. It's about learning how to take the voice of the Spirit inside of you so that you can just be guiding you the whole time. He's guiding every one of us the whole time. And every one of us do good, and every one of us don't do good. There's times people walk up and say something to me, and I've been focused on the wrong thing all day long, or I've just been fighting the fight all day long, and they walk away and I'm like, oh, they do good there at all. But I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah.
Everything within me wants to do. Everything within me is doing everything I can. And when they walk away, I say, all right. And I immediately charge the enemy guilty. Say, you filed up and you filed the other thing. Guess what? I claim that person. I claim all their kids. I claim all their family.
Amen.
I claim their kids in every way that goes with them.
Amen.
This just says you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You, Mary and Patrick, are filled with the Holy Spirit. Therefore, you have every bit of revelation you need to be able to speak to them. Now the challenge is, what is going on in this day? And there's just no way around it. Some days are just better than other days. And some days are easier than other days. And some days you got it all together, and then there's other days. But the bottom line is, every bit of opposition comes from the enemy. So no matter what, anytime you walk away from the situation, you say, well, I know this. Holy Spirit lives in me. And how did that thing I could put those words out? You help them out and make them and everybody around me. I do it by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. The righteous are as bold as a lion, and I'm as bold as I can be. See, now you don't have authority, any of that feeling like I'm a failure, any of that weakness part of it. Now everything that's going on is fun and strength. And that's the answer. That's very specifically what this passage is all about today. It's like you are filled with Almighty God and all of His fullness to us. And everything about you is going to help everybody around you. If you don't know nothing else to say, then say, man, I really want to help with everything to right by this thing. Don't let me just pray for God to give you a revelation. Guess what? Say a prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, help this person see and know the thing I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
We just love you. We just glorify your name. Because what the enemy wants is for you to feel weak. And you are not weak. You're not a single person that's with me this week. Because I've brought you for 2 months solid. I feel like I'm on the phone right now.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on the phone right now. I'm serious about it. Right before us, bold as a lion. And we are not the weak. We're not the ignorant. We are very well trained and taught here. And we're not going to be the weak people. We're not. But we can say, I'm strong. I just feel like I got down because I didn't lead her into a prayer of accepting Christ as her Savior. I mean, how do people know maybe Jesus? You know what I'm saying? But if you get to where you can get every person that you talk to born again, make sure you write a book about that.
Oh, no kidding.
There'll be a million people that want to read that book because all of us want that to happen in our lives. But so that's much to do with you. Another person. Sharing the word of God with someone is okay, even if they feel adequate.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but if you don't feel adequate, there's a enemy fight then. You're as well trained as anybody on the face of the earth because I trained you. I know how I trained you. That's not an arrogant statement. I know what I've trained in the last 2 years, and you've been faithful to me here. It's in you by nature. Of the training of the community of faith.
But it doesn't come out in words. That's what I'm saying. It's in my heart, and it's there to say, I just don't have the ability yet to express it in my
vocabulary. And the issue said that.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it, is to say you tried. That's accomplishment, that's not failure. To say you spoke, that's accomplishment, that's not failure.
That's the point. I mean, so, yeah, there's been a couple of times, and it hasn't gotten much better.
Well, I know, but that's because you're such a big, awful, horrible failure. But see, you may not
Yeah. Do you remember the TV show Alice?
No, I never watched it.
Well, this is a good show. And Alice is irritated. She said, "Here's my client."
Well, that's probably not the right words for our evening show, but it's all right. We'll survive.
Oh, boy, that's like a couple of forehead today. That happens.
Just work. Now, we're in Ephesians chapter 4, and we're coming to the measure of the stature of the
Second generation circumcised?
No.
Really? All right. So the children of Israel camped at Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight on the plains of Jericho. And they ate of the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and parched grain on the very same day. Now the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land. Isn't that amazing? That just amazes me. And the children of Israel.
But here's a great revelation on that statement. You and I can be the ones to realize that God is going to bring us off of that beginning in the Canaan land, Eden.
Yeah.
God wants you
Amen.
To grow up in our the food that we are eating according to the word of God.
Yeah.
And there comes a point where he says, no, it is now time for you to go and develop and get you a new diet.
Amen.
Help me do my part. Go ahead.
The commander of the army of the Lord, this is verse 13, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, oh, I always forget to turn this back on. He looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? That's always an interesting question, too. Are you here to hurt us or help us? So he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for this place where you stand is holy ground. And Joshua did so.
Now, think about this. Jesus is the captain and the commander of the host of heaven.
Yeah.
My camera, there it is. Jesus is that captain. He's that commander. Think about where Joshua was at that day. He was out of the camp, away from all the people. Remember, millions of people. And he found a hill and he stopped looking at Jericho. And when God showed up, he's like, who are you? What are you doing? Joshua was a warrior. He was a leader. He was a warrior. And he was unafraid in any way. But of course, his intensity of Jericho, what are we going to do to take that next place? Jesus standing in front of him. Soon as Jesus said, what's the captain of the Lord of the host of heaven? He's like, whoa, that's not my business. You are worthy. I worship you, Lord. What's the plan? Now, we're going to read what the plan is. Let's read Joshua chapter 6.
All right. The destruction of Jericho. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said,
I remember from last night. What did the spies, what did the lady say to the spies? When we heard about the children of Israel, fear gripped our heart. And so now they see him coming across the Jordan and they're like, oh my God, it's 40 years later, but here they come. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
They are filled with fear, and Jericho is tightly shut up. I get it. Go ahead. Next verse.
And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of valor. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do six times. And seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priest shall blow the trumpets. Then it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. Verse 6. So Joshua, the son of Nun, called to the priests and said to them, take up the Ark of the Covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, proceed and march around the city and let him who is armed advance before the Ark of the Lord. So it was when Joshua had spoken to the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord advanced and blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the Ark while the priests continued blowing the trumpets. Now Joshua had...
about what's going on and what he's expecting of the people.
Yeah. Want it done exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
Where was I at?
And that one verse.
Yeah. We'll just go to verse 8. I may have already read it, but it doesn't hurt to hear it again. So it was when Joshua had spoken to the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of the ram's horns before the Lord advanced and blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went out before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the Ark, while the priests continued blowing the trumpets. Now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout." So he had the ark.
God just said to Joshua, "Tell everybody, you shall not be quiet, don't say a word." Now, last night we were talking about speaking words. Tonight we're talking about God saying, don't speak a word. some people would say, God, can you make up your mind? Am I supposed to talk or am I supposed to be quiet? And he's going to say, do what I tell you to do today.
Amen.
Amen. Go.
Verse 11. So he had the ark of the Lord circle the city, coming around at once. Then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. Then seven priests, bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord, went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord, while the priests continued blowing the trumpets. And the second day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. So they did that 6 days. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day. Sticky pages. About the dawning of the day. About, here we go. And marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. On that day only they marched around the city 7 times. And the seventh time it was so. When the priests blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, shout. For the Lord has given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, it and all who are in it. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you, by all means, keep yourselves from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take of the accursed things, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Then the people who went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and donkey, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua, he said to the two men who had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and from there bring out the woman and all that she has as you swore to her. And the young men who had been spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had. So they brought out all her relatives and left them outside the camp of Israel. But they burned the city and all that was in it with fire. Only the silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua spared Rahab the harlot, her father's household and all that she had. So she dwells in Israel to this day because she hid the messengers from Joshua who went sent to spy out Jericho. Then Joshua charged them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn, and with his youngest he shall set up its gate. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout all the country.
Now, let's think about this battle. That battle that God gave for them to do was a very, very, very specific battle.
Yeah.
The assignment was do it this way and only do it this way. And come on, pitcher. Kill up. There it is. You can see the ceiling. Almost there. But it's getting dark here, so we don't like whether you see me or not. God gave them all a very specific understanding. And did you notice that everybody just did what God told Joshua to do?
They did.
This was their first conquest in the Canaan. Of course, all the men were circumcised there, as we saw in the beginning of chapter 5. And then, just like for Moses, God performed a miracle for Joshua, and the Jordan River opened up enough for millions of people and all of their stuff to go through. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, I've never seen that big of a miracle before. It doesn't matter whether or not you've seen that big of a miracle before. You're reading that miracle right now in the Bible, and you're seeing God use what you and I are doing, and you're watching it come to pass right in front of your very eyes every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is nothing short of a miracle in God. Now, you might say, yeah, but I never seen anybody do what we're doing. That's what everybody does. No. So there's tens of thousands of churches that never go any farther than this. We're going to have church on Sunday, and we'll have a little Bible study on Wednesday night for a few people who can possibly find the time to stop by for just an hour. Don't worry, we won't take up all your time. It'll just be an hour. And they never get anything. They never go any farther than that little building and their few people, because God's giving them an assignment to go do, and they're not doing that assignment. This statement for tonight is, God help me do what is your part? Your part is your part of this assignment. You might say, I don't even know what our assignment is. Our assignment is to teach faith on the internet, on radio, on every place that he gives us to teach him. That's our assignment. You, coming here every night, are helping me get that done, and therefore, you can say, I am fulfilling part one from of my assignment. But just like Mary shared with us tonight about speaking the word to faith and saying, you know what? I wanted to be able to share this more effectively, but here's the reality. At least Mary today trying to share her faith with somebody, that's not a failure. That's a success. That's not a mistake. that's what all of us should be doing every single day. It doesn't matter whether you're doing it with your family, with friends, at the grocery store. You might just be doing it on the internet in some chat room or something that you're a part of. That's all right. Do it there. But the most important thing is make sure you're doing every day what God's given you to do. Now, go with me to John chapter 4, and let's read verses 23, and I think it's 5, I think is what it is. John 4, 23, I think it's Psalm 35, it's where Jesus says the fields are white on the harvest. Might be the end of the chapter, but it might not be too.
Yeah, 27 to 42 about.
All right.
And.
So we're going along from verse 23.
Okay. But the hour is coming, now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman...
Now, pause. This is the message. The Father is seeking those who will open up their mouth and say something for him. He is seeking those who will stand and be bold for them. He is seeking those who will walk in the path of righteousness. He's seeking those, like Brother Roger tells us regularly, or how he prays for different people with hands on them. He's seeking those. God is seeking for you and me to find our place in the ministry and be doing the work that God gave us to do. The Father is seeking you. Our place, the Father is seeking me.
The Father is seeking me.
He is. Am I all right? Am I still coming?
He went out for a minute, but you came back. All right.
Really?
Yeah, we can understand you. Yeah.
We're going to keep right
on
going.
Yeah.
So, I got to do my part. But I don't want anybody tonight to be like, oh, okay, if I do my part, I'm going to hell. No. That is a doctrine in the church that you and I got to confront and get rid of. And find from getting any more things. It ain't about me. If I don't do this, I'm going to hell about nothing in the Christian life. You're a believer. Believe. Walk with God, and you will honor God in everything that you do. Think about it. God Almighty, Jesus himself, the Holy Spirit, they all within you, right here, right now, today. They are all living in you, right here, right now, today, if you're a believer.
Amen.
I know somebody listening at the night saying, wait, you tell me God's living in me? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God Almighty is alive and well. Of you, right here, right now, today, and he is on the inside of you so that you can change this world, and his leadership will happen to you from the inside out. Don't ever get tired of saying this. Join with me when I make that statement and say, we're going to teach the whole world Jesus is leading me from the inside out, because there's
I would imagine I could say this, that the majority, which is 51% of the body of Christ, has no idea that God is doing his best to lead you from the inside out. They do God is on its way out in heaven, that if they pray loud enough, or if they get a big enough prayer chain to happen on the internet, that God might hear them. But that's not God. He's just still a small voice. And we just read two verses there in God that said, he is speaking people who will come to the understanding of who he is on the inside of them. Here's the reason, though, because I stopped this long before we got done.
Does anybody remember where I was at?
Should be verse 25.
The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. Can you imagine? Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine how big your eyes got? How far down your jaws
got? Wow. At this point, the disciples came and they marveled that he talked with a woman, yet no one said, what do you seek? Or, why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore, the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold,
no, it says, do not say.
Do you not? Yes. Oh, yeah. Do you not say? There are.
Say it that way.
Yeah. Do you not say?
No.
There
I'm
are.
Just so you know, I'm going to paraphrase it. Do not say there's 4 months and then jumps harvest. Hey, listen,
do not
just
say
the harvest. Just keep going.
There are still 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this, the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of the city believed him, because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this indeed is the Christ, the Savior of the world.
So think about it. There are going to be a whole lot of people who are going to hear what you're going to say right here. And it's going to cause them to believe.
Yeah.
And they'll have that first level of belief. And they're like, oh, this is really good. But then when they get here, and they see all of you, and they see us every day doing the same thing, they're going to be just like those people there in America. Who's going to say, you know what? I heard Mary Gaspard say, there's this Phillips say, I am now experiencing how Almighty works.
inside of me while I'm here at this community space.
And then
why is that? It's because they see you and I growing and developing and coming to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Now, you look at Joshua, and he was leading the people, the children of Israel. God performed mighty miracles so that they would say, wow, God is good. Just like he was with Moses. Happened immediately. Think about Moses and his, like Deuteronomy chapter 31. Moses, my servant, is dead. Get up and get margin.
Yep. Yep.
That's what up with this morning and sent around and going to stay home and staying high this seven visit. But when you wish for something that cannot be, then all of a sudden you create for yourself a mess of emotions that have no ability to solve. I just wish I could be with my mom or my dad. I would love to be with my dad. But all that's going to do is make my heart break and give me a whole bunch of emotions. That what are you going to do? I can't get my dad back here no matter how I would try or no matter what I would do. Well, there's no sense in eating at all. Thank God for my dad. He gave me a lot of life, and I appreciate every bit of it he did, everything he made in the team. And thank you, Jesus. Of our family, he's the first one to cross the finish line. And you're born on the other side. And he won his fight, he finished his course, he kept the faith, and he's running and dancing on the streets of heaven right now today. The great Father with the children of Son. Not going to be down from that. Not going to let it be down. I can wish for one more conversation till the cows go home, as the old saying goes. And the cows ain't going to go home. Because that conversation is not going to happen. So there ain't no sense to let those words go through your head. I know.
Amen.
That's just gold hard. It's not gold. It's not hard. It's wisdom. His wisdom no longer expects what is impossible to come to pass.
Amen.
That thing dies, let it die. Now do what you're going to do in your life. If you've got a life in front of you, that person poured all their self into you, and it is now time for you to take what they poured into you.
In the mighty name of
Jesus. What time is it?
9:00.
Why would he say, I've got to put a clock in this truck somewhere? You would think there would be anyone in here, but I certainly don't see it. You see it? Well, maybe you should look a little harder. Let's go back. And I want all of us to read out loud together. I know that it's a little cumbersome, but I want us all read out loud together. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16, right off of the internet share screen thing.
Oh.
Derek from the PowerPoint. And we'll all read it together.
Hold on, let me pull it back up.
Did I make that clear enough what we're going to do?
All of the Ephesian verses, or which ones did you say?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, through all the screens and take it through to verse 16.
Okay.
Aren't they? I intended them for... all in a row. Did my intentions not work?
Yes, they are.
All right, that's cool. I'd like to turn your mic on, turn your phone on. If you're not dressed right, please don't turn your camera on. All right, but turn your mic on, and let's all say it together. And we'll be just in it as we go.
The unity in the body of Christ. Verse 1. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Oops. All believers are one in the same in God our Father. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you, Father, for your grace in my life. In my life. And the fivefold ministry in the body. Jesus himself is the one who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. God bless the fivefold ministry with boldness for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That it may be, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. So that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Father, expose their wicked plotting. But speaking the truth in love, we all grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others.
In Jesus' name we speak it. Amen.
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 Amen. Every one of us to grow. He is looking for growth in our life. But he's not looking for you to be Dennis Gobelo, Robert Billy Graham, DJ Chang, looking for you to grow in your life where you are. You to grow in your life where you are. And every one of you are doing that every day. You are growing in your life where you are. Because there's a whole lot of people that would have already gone and done something else. You're still here.
Yeah.
and Sister Leanne and I see it, we acknowledge it, we thank you for it, and we tell you we appreciate it.
Amen.
You're not just a partner with us. You're a partner with the grace of God that is on our life, that is changing this world.
Amen.
Only heaven. Jesus looked at Joshua and said, Joshua, see, I have given you this city. Well, you know what that means? Joshua had the ability as God handing the picture to see that victory. God said to us, go to Kansas City and preach on Wilkins Radio. What's going to happen there, Pastor? No, can't do it, don't care, it's time to go do it. How are you going to get it done before we're doing it already? It doesn't matter. God will show us and we'll get it done.
Amen.
And it will be right. And we will reach that city. And there will be people whose lives are changed forever. One of the greatest challenges you ever face is do you have to have big success and flashing lights and a big old pile of money in order for that to say that we had accomplishment and got something done in God? No. God gives us an assignment. We go do it. And as we get it done, we can look and say, well, one thing about it, we're doing what he says. And he, God, puts this treasure in earthen vessels, you and me, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. And as part of our leadership training, to get to the next level and do the next thing he's given us to do, Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I think this is an excellent word tonight. What do you think?
Amen.
Somebody ought to give God glory. And matter of fact, let's sing it. Let's sing that song. How's it going?
Remember? Glory and honor and praise to your name. Is that the answer? Yeah.
Glory and honor and praise to your name. Glory and honor and praise to your name. Glory and honor and praise to your name. Praise to your name. Glory and honor and praise to your name. Glory and honor and praise to your name. Glory and honor and praise to your name. Praise to your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. You want to say it again? I have a joint. We better say that a little different. Yes, you might be like, say this. I have a joint.
I am a joint.
In the body of Christ. And the church doesn't have to be spoken to get it done. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, thank you for your word. Thank you. That your yoke is easy, your yoke is light, and you are working in and through every single one of us.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Say this with me. Here am I, Lord.
Here am I, Lord.
Use me.
Here am I, Lord. Use me.
Here am I, Lord.
Send me.
Help me.
To stand in the gap and make up the hands to you and me. Willing to stand in the gap and make up the and everything you've done up to this point that's taken that gap, harvest today. Jesus, by the name. Well, it is communion time here at the community of faith. We receive communion together every night, and so we're going to receive it again
read the companion verses out of 1 Corinthians. Then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. And then I'll give you about 2 minutes of instruction. Talk to you about our website, how to be connected with us. We'll bless the elements and receive them together. Everything we say in our communion prayer is straight out of the Word of God about the broken body and straight out of the Word of God about the blood of Jesus. All the Bible says about his body broken and his blood shed. It's a great communion service in Jesus' mighty name. It's something different than you've never seen. Probably. But it's how we receive communion. We welcome you to do it with us. So, if you want to put some in, read the verses.
All right. Our verses are from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 31, basically. For I received from the Lord that which is also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then 1 John 4, 16 to 19. And we have known and believed that we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
Love us. Thank you, Jesus. That you first loved us. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Jesus appeared to the Apostle Paul. The wilderness for 14 years. Him this instruction to himself, to follow himself. That's why, if you have a red letter edition Bible, these verses in 1 Corinthians are in the red letters because Jesus himself showed up to Paul and instructed him the same things that the other disciples received that night there on the night of the last Passover. What an interesting statement to make, even though there's people today who are still looking to have Passovers and all the rest of that. But the last Passover happened with Jesus. It's already done. And now the Passover's been put in those communion elements of the blood of Christ and the fruit of the vine, the grape juice, or whatever it is, that you use it that way. And I encourage you to be very specific. Jesus said bread and the fruit of the vine. And I know that many times we say it doesn't matter what you have. But once you've been there a while, then in order to be in order, get you some grape juice, get you some bread. Do it on purpose and do it in a very orderly manner in God, because God comes to order. And when we continually stay in chaos, then if that's what you choose, is you, then that's what you get. And God loves order. And so the more order that we create, the more he comes to Jesus by the name. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. We're going to go on the internet with us on Zoom. We're going to say that prayer. You say it with us. Listen to the words. Don't just repeat it. Listen to the words and mean them from the depths of your heart. And watch what God does. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
There's our faith declaration. So say this boldly in faith. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hand up to say, I receive you into my life. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all of you.
With all of you.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Question. Can you hear me or am I coming and going?
No, I can hear you.
All right, that's good. I'm sitting in the same spot where I come to put that, but now, for those of you who may have just read that prayer for the first time, you may be like, wow, I'm experiencing something I never had before, Pastor. What's going on? What's going on is God Almighty has just filled every part of your life. And wow. Are we getting a rainstorm, Bob?
Not here yet.
It blew so hard it shook my whole truck.
Well, yeah, it's not here yet if you are.
What's going on in your life? Because God Almighty has just filled you. God himself has filled you. And he filled you with all of himself. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There's a reason he said that, is because he's going to come and live inside of you. And how hard is it for God to speak from the inside to you who's inside of you? See, no longer is it God's future way out there somewhere, way up there, finding this pretty out that makes that a journey. No. And he said, ask you to come in. God Almighty just filled your life. He said, because we live. mercy, all of his love, and all of his righteousness. Well, there's a whole lot more that happens than that right there. But we need to make that prayer on purpose specifically so that out of your mouth you may that thing. And then that helps you come to the understanding that when you believe in your heart and speak with your mouth, then you shall be saved. And that's what's going on. The Father just adopted you into the family. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You can find that in Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. You are literally now an heir of everything that Jesus has. You are elder brother, according to the book of Hebrews. This is kind of the greatest gift of faith for that simple prayer. What do I got to do now, Pastor? Walk every day with God. Wake up in the morning and just make the same. Father, help me walk with you. Go ahead, let me stand. Father,
sanctify these elements
for this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded
for my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
There is nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing and nothing broken.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus'
mighty name.
Let's receive this broken body together. Jesus, that your body was broken so that ours would be made whole.
Amen.
Now, we lift up a cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. These are all verses of Scripture about the benefits of the blood.
by the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I am reconciled with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I am reconciled with my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
And it has no more power in my life.
And it has no more power in my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony. I overcome every day.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over. And to not be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down. And there's no more condemnation in my life. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
And I am going in the rapture.
And I am going in the rapture. The first rapture. In Jesus' mighty name.
Anybody want to sit with us? I'm going in the first rapture.
Amen.
Amen. Anyway, so thank you for being with us tonight. We're glad to have you. Good to have you with us tonight. I went to a Chinese restaurant today and they had no crawfish.
Oh, you got to be kidding. What's the matter? What is the world coming to?
I don't know. I couldn't believe it.
I'm going to have something to do with that R, that end with R, like September, October, November, December.
That's too funny.
I don't know. Maybe someone crossed the prophet out to me.
Too funny.
I know if I've seen him.
Out there where you can be praying for us. Why? Because they're important. noticed that we haven't had a lot of trouble with our signal like we used to.
Yeah.
We pray that prayer every time we came until we got that settled in the realm of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Now we don't fight that battle anymore. So that's the way everything in your life will work. You keep praying the same prayer every day, making it as a declaration, and God Almighty and the angels make that thing come to pass. In Jesus, by the name.
In Jesus' mighty name. That was very good. In Jesus' mighty name.
Remember, tomorrow morning we'll have prayer at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. We're praying for the nation. We're praying for each other, praying for the Chicago at the Faith Conference. Not sure yet how we're going to broadcast that, but nothing else. We can send you the link every night so you can be there if you have a computer at your home and you're willing to go through the training process of how to share the program on Zoom. We might make that happen so that everybody can get together and chat back and forth, but nothing else. You can go on YouTube and chat on the YouTube with each other right while the services are going on. We'll be there from Sunday night through Friday night. Sunday night is Bishop
Tudor Bismarck.
Tudor Bismarck. Yep. He's from Uganda or Nigeria. One of those two. And then Brother Copeland's Monday night, Brother Jesse's Tuesday night, Samuel Rodriguez is Wednesday night. TV Fix is maybe Brother Copeland isn't coming.
I didn't remember seeing him in the lineup.
You see Brother Jesse?
Yes, I believe so.
All right. So anyways, it's Mr.
Leroy Thompson.
Leroy Thompson, the Dr. Winston, there's a healing service on next Friday night, a week from Friday. That'll be with Dr. Winston. It is a great conference where you can build your faith and learn from some of the greatest faith leaders of our day. Walk with God in faith, and we encourage you to be there for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, having said all of that, it is time for us to be on the road, going and doing.
Thank
Until
you.
Until we see you again. Until we see you again, this is what we say.
We love you.
We do love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you. You don't have your camera. And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
There you have it. He's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
That's how many people have told me I'm beautiful. But I appreciate it.
I tell you that all the time.
Jesus'
mighty name. Have a good night, everyone. We love you.